Calls for Action presents Of Consuming Interest, a public service show that discusses scams, deceptive offers, and other consumer concerns. Here's Call for Action's president and your host, Shirley Rooker.
When a family member dies, the emotional impact on relatives can be devastating. One of the goals of the Hospice of the Chesapeake is to be there to help the family members through the grieving process. The organization has a wide range of services, including camp for children who have lost a parent. We're going to talk about these services. My guests are Karen Frank, who is director of the Life Center at the Hospice of the Chesapeake, and Tim McDonough, who is a volunteer with the organization and current co-chair of the Hospice Gala Committee. And we're going to talk about the upcoming gala, which comes up on the 31st of March. Karen and Tim, welcome to Of Consuming Interest. Karen, let's start out by just giving a little bit of an overview. The Hospice of the Chesapeake does a tremendous number of things. Just give, and I named a couple of things in the intro, but there's so much more, isn't there?
Absolutely, Shirley. Thank you. And our goal, of course, is to provide quality end-of-life care in a holistic manner to our patients and families. And that includes, as you mentioned, in talking about the grief, is that we care for the family for up to 13 months after a death, and for our perinatal and pediatric families up to 24 months after a death, so that they have a quality of life through the grieving process as well as when the patient is in their last days of life.
But you also provide tremendous service to the patients who are terminal.
Oh, my heavens, absolutely. So that is our primary. When you speak about hospice care, it is patient-centric in that it is the patient who has to meet medical eligibility to be accepted for the hospice benefit. But we look at it once we take the patient in, it's very important for their quality of life, obviously, that we care for them so that their physical needs, their emotional, spiritual needs are met, but also that of the family. So we're really doing a tandem. We're really looking, obviously, at the patient to make sure that their suffering is ameliorated at all cost, and that the family is there to be with the patient and have quality time and also not be traumatized by a death.
Okay, now there are a number, and you happen to be the Hospice of the Chesapeake.
Correct.
Which covers what areas, basically, do you deal with?
Well, Maryland is a certificate of need state, so we have a certificate of need to provide hospice care in Prince George's and Anne Arundel counties.
Okay.
Now, the Life Center, however, is not mandated by that same certificate of need, and therefore, for people that are grieving or maybe struggling with advanced illness who aren't quite ready for hospice care, we can provide services to them outside of the CON. So we have people that come from Washington, D.C., Delaware on occasion, Baltimore, and especially then for our children's programs. If it's the only program around, then of course we're going to welcome them from the surrounding counties and states.
And let's give our listeners your website. Where would they go to find more information? And if they'd like to donate, please donate. You are a charity, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of the services you provide where you don't even get reimbursement, which is a critical part of what you do.
Correct. Our website is www.hospicechesapeake.org.
Okay, repeat that for us.
Sure. www.hospicechesapeake.org.
Okay. And people can find information about your programs and everything there.
Exactly.
Now, one of the things that we were talking about before we went on air was the fact that you provide so many services to people who do not have insurance or not able to pay for those services. And I know one of the goals, I believe, Tim, the co-chair, the gala that you're co-chairing, one of your goals there is to provide funding to underwrite the costs of these services?
Exactly, Shirley. You know, when we look at what should we earmark the money that we're going to raise at our annual gala, this year we looked at what are some of the biggest expenses within hospice. And unfortunately, this past year, our unreimbursed care has gone up to $840,000.
Wow.
Where we do not get any type of insurance reimbursement back. But we do provide those services for
you. Do it. And let's just talk about some of those services, because you have some heart-wrenching stories about people. Karen, I think you were talking about a young child who had died. Am I correct?
Yeah, well, I think I'd like Tim actually to start with that story, because it was his experience that made me realize, you know, when we do the work, to us, it's our work, and we do it without even thinking about it. But then when I hear a story told, and I'd like Tim to kind of kick off with that.
Right. And as a volunteer to help raise money, obviously, when we start the gala season many months ago, we always like a little bit of encouragement of why we're doing this, why what we're raising money for and why we're doing it. And we were informed of a young child that was in our pediatric care, terminal, and his mother was a single parent, and she was not able to pay for the funeral to bury her child. Mm. We did. We paid for the funeral. We wrote a check for the casket. And it's those stories that you hear that really brings it to heart of why we're raising money and why we're doing the gala. Is we need, it's not just the $840,000, but it brings it more personal when you hear of a child and a parent that can't afford, because of the economic times, she had lost her job, couldn't afford to pay for the funeral. She came to us because he was in our care.
Wow. That is, because I am sure that mother, first off, going through losing a child was devastating. And then not having the funds to pay for a funeral even. I just can't imagine what she went through. Is she doing okay now? Is she following up with your services and you provide counseling and help for her?
Well, exactly, Shirley. And I think the other point that, when you're in the midst of something like this, these are surprises. You know, when you take a child that's been struggling with life, I mean, to have quality of life, and then you get to the point and nobody in their psyche even begins to think, oh my God, my child is going to die. I mean, you know, when we start walking with these families, they in their mind still think there's going to be a cure. Mm-hmm. So you think about all the surprises, and all of a sudden you get to the end and you're witnessing your child starting to die. And then that's what comes up, like, oh my heavens, you know. So our social workers have to work very hard to hold the hope of that the child, you know, might be one of our success. And I don't want to use that word success, but sometimes we get people to a point where they plateau a little bit and mm-hmm. are no longer eligible for the benefit medically.
That's a joyous day.
That's a joyous day. But imagine in the midst of you ministering to your dying child and then start to think, oh my heavens, where is he going to permanently reside on the earth? Where is there going to be a place for him? What is the funeral going to look like? And we can't start planning that until the family gives us permission to do so.
Wow, that is a heart-wrenching story. And it's just one of many I know, because I've been going to your galas for years, and we've had parents and staff members and nurses and every place. And I've talked to so many people. But anyway, let's just take a brief pause here to let our listeners know that they're tuned into Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Wooker, and my guests are Karen Frank, who's director of the Life Center at the Hospice of the Chesapeake, and Tim McDonough, who's a volunteer with the organization and the current co-chair of the upcoming Hospice Gala Committee. And that gala is going to be on the 31st of March. And if you'd like information on it, go to the website hospicechesapeake.org, and you can contribute to the hospice, or you can come to the gala. It's going to be a wonderful event. Tim, just tell us a little bit about some of the things you're doing. Do you have an auction this year? Do you have a silent auction, live auction? What have you got going on?
We have, yes, all of the above. We have a lot of silent auction items, which we think are pretty incredible. We also have several live auction items. We've got a fabulous piece of jewelry from our longtime supporter, Zachary Jewelers. We have a villa in Italy auctioning off. We also have two behind-the-scene tickets to next year's New York Fashion Week, courtesy of really a local designer, Christian Serrano, who is just a fabulous young gentleman and just got back from a wonderful show in Paris. So he was kind enough to provide us two backstage passes for next year's New York Fashion
so
Week.
So if you really want to be in on what's going on in fashion world, this is one. Now, can people go online and bid on these items without even attending the gala?
Unfortunately not. They need to attend
the gala
to bid. But if they want to contribute, if they want to buy tickets, www.hospicechesapeake.org. We'll get them there because it's our upcoming event on the 31st. It pops up immediately on the webpage as our major upcoming event.
Okay. Those are very exciting auction items that you have.
We're very excited. I mean, we should have about 400 people. And of course, we are honoring two outstanding members of our community, Kathy and John Belcher. And Kathy is also on our gala committee. She has been for the last two galas. So we kind of hit her up for the double whammy. Besides having to serve on the committee, she's also getting honored.
And her husband. That's lovely. You recognize the people who have made such significant contributions. You couldn't do it without your volunteers. I mean, you all have, Karen, you have a volunteer core of people that work with, and these don't have to be social. They don't have to be trained in working. They don't have to have a license to do this. You train them. Is that correct?
Correct. And, Shirley, that's a very good point, because we wouldn't be where we are without our volunteers. We have professional volunteers. We have people that were touched by an experience and then come back to serve. So we have about 500 patient care volunteers. And then in the Life Center, doing the work with children and families and making calls to the bereaved and facilitating groups, we have another 100. We also have relationships with the local colleges and universities to be a site for master's students.
To come in and volunteer.
Well,
that's a
actually,
great idea.
They are earning their degrees by, we have professional
certified
supervision.
Programs.
Exactly. So we're blessed, and we are the community. I really look at it, Michael McHale, our director, always says to us, we want to be that neighborhood that cares for our community. And for 32 years, we have been doing that. So it is a place where a lot of people in our community find a lot of gratitude and support.
You also have other things coming up. I know you do a fashion show in June, I guess it is, and a golf tournament, and what else, what are some of the other events that you all sponsor during a year typically?
Well, our next biggest event will be Fashion for a Cause, which is June 14th, and that will once again be at Porsche Annapolis
dealership. That's after the 31st of March gala, let's not. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And that's going to be when, June
14th.
Okay.
It's a Thursday evening. We're expecting that we'll probably sell out this year at about 300 people. We had about 250 last year. Fabulous event at Porsche Annapolis. Then we have our golf tournament, and we also have the regatta. But the regatta is also, shared by area hospices.
Okay.
So the money raised gets split between area hospices.
So people can find information on your website about all of these.
All of the upcoming events. There's a
right.
tab that says events, and it will list all of the upcoming events, the dates, the times, how to buy tickets, how to contribute if you want to volunteer, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, the thing that I've found that's so rewarding in going to the galas is the fact that you get a chance to meet the people who make it happen. And often you have someone on the program who talks about how they work. There was a nurse that talked about what she did in a typical day. And I mean, it was just astonishing to hear what kind of services she was mm-hmm. providing to people who come to the hospice for help.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's a great part of wanting to give to an organization is knowing and getting some personal information and feedback on what they do. So I'm a great supporter. I don't mind saying that and have been. As a matter of fact, my husband's mother, because of the hospice, she was able to stay in her apartment mm-hmm. until her death. And that was her greatest wish. And hospice was absolutely astonishing in helping her. So that's just what we need to be aware of. And the website is hospicechesapeake.org. So please visit it and sign up for some of these wonderful events. Now, let's just go on and talk about some of the things that you do within the organization. For example, the camp for children. This mm-hmm. is something that we've discussed in the past. It's a camp for children who've lost a parent. Who wants right. to talk about that?
Well, I'll be happy to. We celebrated our 20th anniversary of Camp Navi last August, and it is a camp for grieving children. Not necessarily the majority, I would say, have lost a parent, but some have lost a sibling or a grandmother that may have been raising them. So, we've had 20 wonderful, successful years, over 1,000 children. We hold it at Arlington Echo, which is the outdoor education center in Anne Arundel County. So it's on the river. And for a lot of these children, it's an opportunity. You know, if you look at the collateral about camp, it looks like these children are having fun. And I will say that they are, Shirley, because children have to touch their grief and still live their lives and have fun. So we bring them together for a weekend to be together. So they finally meet somebody else who maybe doesn't have a daddy or a mommy or a brother.
And they can share.
And we have a full cadre of canoeing, crabbing, activities. They get wonderful group work. And I think they leave with an understanding of what grief is. It's mm-hmm. not just about crying or not crying. We really do take a holistic approach to that as well.
Great. That is astonishing. Let's just take a brief pause here to let our listeners know they're tuned into Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker, and my guests are Karen Frank, who's director of the Life Center at the Hospice of the Chesapeake, and Tim McDonough, who is a volunteer with the organization as well as co-chair of the Hospice Gala Committee. The gala is coming up on the 31st of March. And if you'd like information on that, you can go to their website, hospicechesapeake.org. So it's a great event. I go to the gala, have been doing for a number of years, and it's a very moving experience, as well as knowing you're doing something good. And this year, as Tim, as you mentioned, part of those funds are all the funds that are raised there going to paying for the bills that you don't get funding for?
Yes, we have earmarked
the whole thing.
The whole gala, the money that we raise is going to help offset the unreimbursed care expenses.
Mm-hmm. And you've got some fantastic auction items and people. When someone, maybe you don't know the answer to this, but when you buy an item at an auction, is there a value attached to it that you can use for tax deductions? Or how does that work? Do you know? Generally speaking.
Well, our in-kind contributors, the people that have given us items, they do put a retail value on it, which is how we judge how much to put down on the auction sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And you can take a portion of
part
that.
Part of that. You'd have to speak to your accountant about
yes.
it. I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but I did. I mean, I put you on the spot. What can
right.
I say?
As well as your ticket price, a portion of that is tax deductible
right.
as well.
And yeah. And that's typical.
Right.
I mean, right.
Right.
Exactly.
And we do have we are doing a raffle this year, which are two tickets to the Navy Notre Dame game in Dublin, Ireland, which is this coming May. It's two tickets and it's a 7-day excursion. So besides
wow.
just the football game, you get a tour, you get hotel. You get food, so it's.
Is airfare included, or do you have to get yourself there?
We are giving a reimbursement for airfare.
Wow!
Just so that we stay under the line of getting taxed really heavily on a raffle item, so we're
right.
just doing a rebate back on airfare.
I love Ireland.
Well, I do too, so you need okay. to buy raffle tickets. And you can also go to the website, which will give you information about how to purchase raffle tickets if you'd like to purchase them. We have a number to call, the number if you're
oh,
interested.
Oh, so you can purchase the tickets even if you're not there?
Yes.
Ah,
yes,
awesome.
Because it is a raffle. You do not need to be present to
okay.
win.
Okay, all right. So that's because of state laws, I guess, that you have to do it that way.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, I think that sounds incredible. You know, you have people who are so generous with their time and their money in giving to the hospice. I guess it touches us at some point in our life. It touches all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway. All right. Now, Karen, there's a new segment within your Life Center. Tell us about that.
Well, actually, it's throughout the hospice. We have a new healing arts program that we're looking at because, again, we provide physical, emotional, spiritual support to patients and families. We're looking at healing arts, which are high-touch, low-tech interventions that really do bring a lot of peace, comfort, amelioration of pain. So we have a healing arts coordinator now, and we have a whole team of people that are looking at, like, for instance, aromatherapy, healing touch, Reiki. We have bought Reverie harps. If anybody's interested, there's a beautiful musicmaker.org where you lay these small harps on the chest of the patient and they can strum it. And just that soothing effect of not only the music, but the acutonic response through the body. We've just had wonderful success with that. So we're buying more of them. Again, it gives families a way to be with a patient. You know, a lot of times we're afraid to touch someone who's dying, or we're afraid if they're in a lot of pain, our touch is going to cause them even more pain. So we back away. And we're trying to give families tools to help care for. And our own CNAs, as you mentioned before, the woman that you heard speak is one of our certified nursing assistants. Mm-hmm. And she ministers to our patients in such a loving way. And there's a lot of benefit now. So we're hearing also in all walks of healthcare that there's much benefit from having that touch mm-hmm. and that the interaction with another human being. So we're just bringing more ways to train everyone and ourselves and families to really minister to that person and then to themselves. The benefit is great.
Of course. Yes. Yeah. It goes across the board. Now, you, in addition to this program and your children's program, mm-hmm. do you have, I don't want to say classes, that sounds, I don't know, but mm-hmm. where people who are in the grieving process can come to you even though the person that they've lost was not a part of the hospice care?
Oh, absolutely.
Can they come to your programs?
Oh, absolutely. That's a very good point, Shirley. Last year, close to 50% of the clients in the Life Center had no affiliation with Hospice of the Chesapeake. We've had sadly a cluster event of suicide in Anne Arundel County. Homicide, sudden death. So yes, we have a very strong program. We have over 70 groups that we offer, including young widow widowers, suicide support, child loss, and not all of our families come to us through hospice. Mm-hmm. So that is another big differentiator, hence the name The Life Center, so that people who had no affiliation with hospice, because if you think about it, if you have a sudden death and somebody says, I need support, you wouldn't think to call the hospice.
No, you wouldn't.
So that's right. Why we've branded ourselves to be the Life Center. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we have a new group coming up called Living and Learning. It's for people with advanced cancer. Because they're another group of people who are living well and want quality of life, but may not have that psychosocial, spiritual support in a medical setting. So we're constantly doing new groups, trying to find creative ways to serve our community.
And people can find information at your website, which is www.hospicechesapeake.org. And of all your programs, information about the gala, which is coming up on the 31st of March and so on. Okay. Where do you offer these? Do you have one place? Are they around the communities or mm-hmm. so they're in various locations?
Right. We have two offices, one in Annapolis and one in Landover. And then we do groups at Baltimore Washington Hospital Center. We, of course, use Arlington Echo. We have two residences. We have the Mandarin Inpatient Care Center in Harwood, which is obviously it's an 8-bed patient care unit, mm-hmm. but we have facility to do group and individual counseling. We have the Tate House, which is in Linthicum near the Baltimore Washington Airport, and we have ability to do counseling there. So
an impressive array of programs and offerings for people. So and I hope that this upcoming gala, Tim, is a great success. I'd like to thank you both for being with us today. You've been listening to Of Consuming Interest right here in Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guests have been Karen Frank, Director of the Life Center at the Hospice of the Chesapeake, and Tim McDonough, who is the co-chair of the Hospice Gala Committee. I'm Shirley Rooker. Thank you for joining us.
of Consuming Interest is a public service program presented by Call for Action, hosted by Shirley Rooker. Call for Action is an international nonprofit network of hotlines which offer free and confidential assistance. If you have a complaint, contact Call for Action at 301-652-HELP. That's 301-652-HELP.